First things first, Coach Banks is a good friend. He's a good coach. This is not a surprise going to Mississippi State, Tulane, and Wyoming. Obviously, I've got a big disappointment because I thought our guys got pounded on the glass, pounded in the paint, out-hustled for loose balls. And, you know, there's an old expression, no coach would ever be nervous before any game if he knew and was certain his team would play harder. Southern's team played harder. That is my responsibility and only mine. And we attempted to prepare ourselves after a tough game with Cal in overtime, but evidently I did not press the right buttons because we did not come out early in this game playing well. We did not come out early at halftime. So, you know, the internet people can have a ball with this one because those are the adjustments that at least the media thinks goes on at halftime. And that was an 8-0 run that sort of put the game away for Southern. So I take total responsibility. We'll get back at it. We'll meet tonight as a staff, and we'll get back at it for a big game in Las Cruces at New Mexico State. But I've never been more disappointed in myself in the 5 years I've been here.
What happened in that first 5 minutes or so of the second half where they had their hair on?
I would have to watch the tape to recite to you exactly what happened, but we missed our first 7 shots and had a turnover. I know offensively. Defensively, I don't know if they scored on 3 of the 8. I think they scored on 3 of the 8 possessions, but that was an 8-0 run in 8 possessions.
Larry, is this maybe the first time this has kind of happened to you guys to, as you say, kind of get out?
It's the first time this ball club has, and a disappointment because that's not how they practice. But as I say, I'm the responsible party, and at my age, I embrace it.
What was the mood in the locker room at halftime like? Because you guys had that great stretch at the end to close it to
one. You know, I didn't see any mood swings. I didn't notice anything different 2 days ago, yesterday, today, the first half or the second half. I think it was just the guys in blue and the guys in gold, and the guys in blue played a lot harder and deserved to win. And that's tough for a coach to say, but I got to tell you something. Like I said, at my age, the last thing you're going to do is anything but the truth.
What do you do to change that going forward?
If I knew, I'd go to 7-Eleven and buy it right now. I probably would have about 10 other coaches along with me that have had some disappointments in the past week or two.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's, say you're probably not going to out-rebound many teams with what you have physically, but is there a limit to how much you can be rebounded?
Yeah, I don't think there was any question that was a difference in the game. If I'm not mistaken, 20 rebounds, 30 points in the paint. That sends a message. That sends a strong message. You know, Josh can do wonderful things, but I don't think Josh can overcome 30 points in the paint.
At the end of the first half, Jordan came in and seemed to give you guys a little bit of a paint presence. Do you think you'll get more minutes coming up in a future game?
You know, that's a great question, but I don't have the answer for you tonight.
Did you like what you saw from him tonight? I know you want to go back and see it on film. But
yeah, I'd probably have to watch tape. I got to be honest with you. I didn't like anything I saw tonight except the Southern guys. And that's the truth. I'm not making that up. I thought Josh knocked in some shots. But I didn't like a whole lot of what I saw. I'm rooting for Wyoming, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Larry, I know there's times when you just flush games and get rid of it, move on. But do you have to show this one to them tomorrow before?
Yeah, that's not part of my DNA, this flushing business and some of the other things I hear that are sort of cliche. We're going to do what we need to do the best we can with this team. And sometimes I don't have the answers as to what that will be. A lot of coaches don't. But I promise you we're going to put the time into it. So.
And then at the end, you did get Morris in there. Was that just kind of not quite exactly a last-ditch effort, but it was kind of starting to get away at that point?
Well, we put Morris in there hoping maybe that some of the players who hadn't played too well, you know, perhaps he would give us some type of a lift. Normally that's part of subbing.
Mm-hmm. What has kept him out of games maybe in the past?
He's been behind. I think we've talked about he was behind physically for quite some time with a couple of really bad injuries for a couple months. Mm-hmm. And then he was behind mentally picking up some of the things we want defensively.
Seems like shots that are normally falling for you guys, even especially for people like Josh, weren't falling tonight. Do you feel like that's a mental preparedness thing or what going into this?
Yeah, you know, shots have a lot to do with the opposing team. Shots have a lot to do with gravity. So I don't know why they didn't fall tonight, but if you rely on defense, if you rely on habits, if you rely on hustle and heart and intellect, you can overcome a bad shooting night, and we've done that in the past. Actually, this team's already done that this season.
Coach, it doesn't get easy. You go to Las Cruces on Sunday night. What's one of the first things you notice about New Mexico State?
You know, I know they have great size. But I haven't done anything yet. It's Jeremy and Rob's scout, so I'm sure I'll meet with them tonight, and then tomorrow morning we'll hit it. But I got to tell you, we have to embrace, because of who we are and the way we're built this year, I've said this for 3 or 4 weeks, we have to embrace tough games. There are no easy games when you're built like we are right now. And those six seniors are not coming back, even for a visit right now. So this is who we are. This is how we got to try to get better, and it's a challenge.